Chapter 3. Iridessa, a light talent fairy, knelt before a pool of sunlight. She reached into the pool and pulled out a sunbeam. Her hands shaped the sunbeam into a ball, like a golden, glowing pearl. Then she placed it in her basket. Iridessa sat back on her heels and eyed the basket of sunbeams. It was almost full.
"Is that enough?" she wondered.
"Better get a few more," she decided. In Iridessa's opinion, it was always better to be safe than sorry. With the bridge builders working through the night, Pixie Hollow would need extra light. As soon as she was done collecting sunbeams, she needed to round up more fireflies. There was so much to do. Luckily, Iridessa had made a plan for the day. She glanced up at the sun high in the sky and smiled. She was right on schedule. Iridessa reached into the pool again, but just as her fingers touched it, a shadow fell over her. She turned. A giant loomed above. Iridessa noticed that it had wings and a tutu.
"Gabby?"
she said.
"Hi, Iridessa."
The girl squatted down next to her.
"Will you come to my room? I'm having a party."
"Now?"
Iridessa wondered why anyone would have a party at such a busy time.
"Everyone is invited, except Mia,"
Gabby told her. Suddenly, Iridessa understood.
"Did you have a fight with your sister?"
Gabby's forehead furrowed.
"She won't let me play with her and Rosetta. And she yelled at me, even though it wasn't my fault about Bingo. And she made me leave. She pulled my wings. She's mean."
Iridessa didn't know what to make of all this, but she did know what it was like to be mad at someone.
"Perhaps she wasn't mean on purpose," she said.
"She was so," said Gabby. "I never want to see her again."
"Come now," said Iridessa. "There must be something you like about your sister."
Gabby shook her head.
"Think hard,"
Iridessa urged.
"Just one thing,"
Gabby considered.
"Well..."